This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hi, this is The Father's Love
with Lindy Wet
and Bongani Msibi. There's definitely a solution to every question you have.
And together,
we will reveal the true nature of God,
who is love.
Join us every Wednesday between 12 and 1 as we share in the Father's love for your everyday life.
With Lindy Wet
and Bongani Msibi.
Be inspired. Be inspired indeed. There is no better place where you can be inspired daily by the Word of God. Of course, right here on 7 to 9 a.m. K Pulpit, the Father's Love Show. It's inspiration all the way. It's the Word all the way. It's encouragement all the way. You know, everything that you needed, like we say, whatever that you're looking for, solutions that you're looking for, it's found in the Word. Welcome to the Father's Love Show on this beautiful Wednesday, sunny day. I love that Cape Town is getting warmer and warmer. We are springing like other children in the country. So, yeah, this is it. Welcome to the show.
I don't, because I love my winter, because I can dress warm.
It's spring.
I can't dress cold. Good day, good afternoon, you and all. We just want to appreciate you that you could choose us and be with us today on the Father's Love Show. As Lindy was just indicated, we're having an awesome, awesome day today because we're talking hair issues. Yes, you heard me right. We're going to be talking about hair because it's celebrating what, alopecia month.
So yeah, I think it's hair issues, but trusting in God, you know, through all seasons, whether you're going
trusting
through,
God with your hair,
you know, of course, we trust God for everything, like even the minor things that you think are not relevant. I mean, so yeah, we trust in God concerning everything, especially us women, yes.
All right, if you have a problem with your hairline, bald patches, you want to grow your beard or something, we've got it all here on the Father's Love Show today with Bongani and, of course, Lindiwe on this beautiful day, the 21st of September 2022. Can you believe it, Lindiwe, that we're almost towards the end of the year, almost. But we're getting there. We're trusting and we're thanking God. And talking about thanking God, yes, Judith Supuma to help us with a beautiful song, Oh Give Thanks. After this, we have Miss Zoe Mkabela of Volumicious, her care product. She's going to talk about her journey with her hair and the solution that the Lord has given to her. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Of course, that's where you are right now on the Father's Love Show on this beautiful Wednesday, beautiful, awesome day, sunny day for me. I love that the sun, you know, is coming out to play these days. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I don't play with cold. So for me, because I'm a spring baby, you know. But yeah, we are not on there. Today, we have an awesome, awesome, awesome topic. Awesome, eh?
You're a spring baby. I'm a winter baby.
Yeah. So yeah, we have a special guest. Yes.
After 20 years.
Guest this afternoon. Who will share with us? You know, it's the month of September. It's Alopecia Awareness Month.
Oh.
So we saw it fit that we bring someone who, you know, will share her journey, you know, regarding hair loss and all of that. But for me, it's what we're going to talk about in a way is like trusting in God in all seasons, because sometimes we can think that, you know, God is not mindful of the little things that we go through in life, and especially as women. But God is mindful for everything that we go through. So I'm so excited that we have Zoe with us, the founder of Volumicious Hair, who will share her journey with us. And I know all the ladies, not only ladies, come on, there are also guys who also wants to have hair, that will be inspired by her story today. And for, I love the fact that she is a child of God, a born again Christian. It's so interesting that, you know, let me not get carried away because of, you know, I'm so excited. So we have Zoe with us on live on Facebook, right? Yes, yep. I can see her. Zoe, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, yes, I can hear you too. How are you this afternoon?
You know, I'm awesome. I'm great. I'm blessed.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We are so excited to have you with us this beautiful afternoon.
Yeah, we are so excited. We can see that even your hair has just joined us as well. It's standing up. I'm saying we are so excited to have you with us. I see even your hair decided to join us today as we're talking about hair. Because it's standing out. And if you're wondering, you know what, you can go live now on Facebook and look at the hair and look at what I'm talking about as we are talking hair and God and everything else. And her hair decided to come in as well. Zoe, what do you have for us today? What do we have for us today as we celebrate Alopecia Awareness Month, as Lindy was just alluded to that? What can you share with us in that front?
I mean, alopecia it's a global problem, basically.
Sure.
It's a problem that does not discriminate whether you are black, white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't discriminate on race, on age, on nationality. It's just one of those things that happen in life, you know. And alopecia is basically a term that refers to hair loss, and there's different types of, you know, of alopecia. And usually people just throw the term in the air and say alopecia, but there's different terms of alopecia, and there's different things that causes the hair to basically, you know, fall off. And one of them is you get alopecia telogen, or telogen alopecia, which is caused by stress. So stress, unfortunately, does cause the hair to fall off, and that's what actually happened to me.
Oh, really?
You know, I think I had telogen alopecia. Yes, I lost my hair because of stress. Obviously, life's challenges. You know, didn't really get your hair just falls off. So that's what happened to me. Also, get energy alopecia. Energy alopecia is caused by people that are going through chemo. So cancer patients that go through chemo, they lose their hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also go to what you call androgenic alopecia. So androgenic alopecia is alopecia that is hereditary. So it's genetic. It runs in the family, especially amongst men. You know, even if your dad or your grandfather started losing hair at the center, you know. You get a lot of men, after a while, the hair, the baba nempandla, from the front going to the back. That's genetic. And unfortunately, it's very common. And you also get young men as young as 21.
Sure.
They start losing their hair. And it does affect their confidence. I mean, I once spoke with a gentleman that told me that he was feeling suicidal because he was losing his hair, and he's so young, and he's feeling so old. So it does affect a lot of men, but there's hope, obviously.
Amen.
And then the other one is androgenic alopecia. So androgenic alopecia is when your own cells, it's autoimmune. It's an autoimmune disease where your own cells start to affect or start to attack your own hair follicles, and then the hair also starts to fall off. And then the most common one is what we call traction. Traction alopecia is your receding hairline.
Yes.
It's very common amongst women. They start losing hair on the sides, on
hairline.
You know.
Yeah.
In GPS. And mostly that one is attributed to the fact that many people, they don't resort to protective styling. So most of them, they'll put glue or they'll do braids where they basically braid from your hairline. And then after a while, the hair starts to recede. And usually what happens is, let's say the hairline will just shift a little bit back. When they play it again, they play it where the new line is starting. So that's when it starts to just keep on moving back, especially if they are not correcting the wrong, you know, hairstyles that they basically, you know, doing. But having said all of that, there is hope, right?
Amen.
There is hope to anyone that is struggling with their hair, whether their hair is, you know, they're struggling with these different types of alopecias that I've mentioned, or they just their hair is not growing. You know, the Bible says that the glory of a woman is her hair.
Sure.
For us women, you know, our hair confidence is very important. When you meet people for the first time, the first thing that they will look at is your head, you know. So if your hair is not in place, it does affect, you know, your confidence, you know, as a woman. And Volumisha's, obviously, as a product, we are providing that permanent solution to people that feel hopeless, you know, that feel like, you know, I don't feel beautiful, I don't feel pretty, I'm tired even of wearing these wigs, you know. And I don't bash wigs. I've got nothing against wigs, because I understand that many people wear them because they don't have a choice. They are wearing them because they are hiding a particular problem. There are women, obviously, that wear it because they just want something different. Mm-hmm. But there are those women that actually wear it because they don't have a choice. I meet them a lot. Some bagcoka, like, they wear dukes, some wear hats. And if you have to go to a function, you must be stressed, you know, to say, but I can't go out like this.
Mm.
But there is hope.
Mm.
There is hope. Every problem, you know, with every problem, there is a solution.
Mm.
And Volumisha's, that's the solution we provide to the different hair problems that people are experiencing out there. So basically, in a nutshell, yeah, that's about it.
Zoe, just before we get into the solution and the product that you have founded, maybe if you can just take us through a journey in terms of how who is Zoe? Let's just start there.
Yeah.
Who is Zoe, and why is Zoe now coming to tell us about hair and solutions? And as we can see now live on Facebook, her hair is just saying, hey, I'm here.
You can't miss Zoe's hair.
I'm here. And then this woman is telling us.
I'm wearing my protective hairstyle. So this is my protective hairstyle. So I don't have all of my hair out.
Yeah.
I just give it a break every now and again. Yeah.
Yeah, because, so, you know, who is this woman? You know, who is Zoe? You know, let's start there.
Okay, so Zoe Mkabela is... number one, the most important thing, I'm a child of God.
Amen.
Born again, spirit filled. I'm a firstborn of four. I usually call myself an introverted extrovert.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a quiet person. I'm quiet, but I'm very vocal.
Okay.
You know, on a lot of issues, especially social issues. I like to engage a lot with people, even on topics that people are scared to discuss, you know. Ever since I was a child, my mom always told me that I never had any filters.
Mm.
You know, I just say things as they are. And really, it's because I feel that so many times as people, we wear a lot of masks, and we are not always real, you know. So I'm the type of person that says, you know what, let's remove the mask. Let's be authentic. Let's be real. Let's tackle the issues that people are very afraid to discuss. So that's why even if you go on my personal social media, you know, it's always this controversial post and things like that. And people always find me controversial, but I'm not really controversial.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I like to engage and to discuss, because I feel that when you engage with people, there's a lot of things that you can learn, you know, and how other people think and their perspectives in life. And I always say that we are all in the university of life, and in the university of life, you don't graduate, because you are always learning. So I'm that type of person. I'm very curious. I'm a very curious person. I'm a inquisitive person. I think a lot. I'm a thinker, you know. I'm a dreamer. I believe in dreaming big and having, you know, a vision for your life. I call myself a vision board activist, you know, because, you know, whatever we dream of, we can achieve it. And the Bible has already given us the principles of success.
Amen.
I always say that God did not bring us here on earth to struggle.
Yeah,
and yes, struggle is part of life and it's part of the process, but we did not come. Our purpose in life is not just to struggle until we die.
Mm.
We are here for a purpose, and we need to discover God's purpose, you know, while we are on earth. And when we go to the grave, we must go to a grave having lived a fulfilling, a purposeful life, and having really left a footprint, you know, on this earth and done what we have been really, you know, born to do. So, yeah, I'm just that type of person. I love people, you know. I always say that I want someone's life to become better because they met me. You know, I want to multiply, you know, myself and to impart, you know, the good, some of the good in me to other people and help other people also become better and to realize, you know, their dreams, that nothing on this earth is impossible, you know. Amen. Whatever dreams that we have, we must dream big, because I believe it's God that places those desires in the inside of us. And it's Him that equips us, you know, to actually make sure that those dreams manifest. But the problem with most of us is we doubt ourselves and we struggle a lot, you know, with unbelief. We don't believe, you know. So we need to really dream big and think big and remove the impossible, that the limitations that exist in our heads, because most of the time we limit our own growth and we limit our own progress because we always think of the worst. It's like before I even resigned from my job, when I took the step of faith to say, you know what, I'm going in this full time. And there are those voices that will say, oh, what if you fail? But there is a stronger voice that says, but what if you win? And we really need to have a positive mindset and a positive outlook of life. And I always say this, that the energy you emit is the energy you attract. We need to confess the reality that we want to see, and the more we confess that reality, the more we, you know, we affirm and release that positive energy. It's like there is a magnetic force that goes out there and bring those things to us. And for me, that's one of my key principles, you know, to success. And it's just really, the Bible says, whatever is pure, whatever is right, whatever is
praise. Network issues there, but I think we'll get her. I think the most important thing what she's saying right now, Lindy, is that, you know, we need to have this positive mental attitude, especially, you know, when you're going through that hair loss journey. You know, as you mentioned earlier, it's 1 Corinthians 11, verse 15, that the glory of the woman is their hair. I like it in the NLT, it says, and isn't long hair a woman's pride and joy? For it has been given to her as a covering. So basically, what you're talking about, it, you know, when people begin to lose hair, like you said, this young boy, who was growing bold, hey, my word, I can imagine, shame. And then you see yourself, you know, and then you see yourself as old, you know, I can imagine for a boy, I'm a man, but worse for a woman, and then your confidence is gone. I think it is at that point where you're saying, it's at that point where you don't need to give up, not to, you know, occupy your space with negativity, but rather look for solutions, which is, I want that after the this song and this ad break, I want you to really share, as you're talking about struggle with hair and the journey, I want you to share with our listeners, you know, your struggle with the hair. How, where did it happen, and how did you find the solution, and that today you have this wonderful and thriving company called Volumicious. After this, we still have Zoe with us. Here's TD Jakes and Micah Stempley saying, Take My Life.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 7:29 AM.
You heard it right. You are live on the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindy Wee, and Mongani, and of course, joined by our special guest for today for the show, Zoe, the CEO of Volumicious. You know, as we break, I'm just going through so much and just listening to what Zoe shared with us before the song break, and what she shared a little bit of who she you know she is, and I'm thinking, if she did not like pull through whatever challenges that she went through in her life, we could have missed, you know, the woman that she has become. We could have missed, you know, seeing God doing wonders upon her life. And I was just checking out her on her Facebook, you know, status, that she's the CEO of Volumicious, she and Azza for Men. She's a woman of faith. She's a serial hustler. That's what she's saying. She's a vision board activities, a thinker, a franchiser. You know, she's all of that. Can you imagine if she, you know, she decided to give up? You know, through the challenges, we could have missed what God is doing right now. And I know that you are not only encouraging, you know, older women, but you are encouraging women in all spheres, you know, of life or stages or season. So as Bongani said earlier on before we went to the break, that you know, we just want you to share your journey and how you felt, you know, during the struggles that you went through. What kept you going? I know there's a scripture that you quoted earlier on. You know, what kept you going? What are the scriptures that you meditated upon, you know, that carried you throughout your struggle and your challenges? Because sometimes as believers, not always, you know, believers, because we are a, you know, Christian radio station, that sometimes as Christians or believers, when you go through challenges, sometimes we kind of like forget the word. But it's the word that's supposed to strengthen us and encourage us as we go through storms and struggles. So we just want to hear from you, Zoe, your journey, how you felt, you know, what kept you going, and yeah, where you are right now. Yep, you can go ahead and share.
You know, there's a verse in the Bible. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. We can see you. We can also see that your bandwidth is a bit low.
Okay.
That side.
David
maybe it's
says,
a low chain.
If the word of the Lord. Sorry? Yes, we're having low shedding.
Yeah.
Our new challenge in South Africa. And we need a permanent solution.
Sure.
You know, David says, David says, if the word of the Lord had not been my delight, I would have perished in my afflictions.
Sure.
And for me, it's the word of God that has carried me, that has carried me through, you know, in all my challenges. You know, hiding the word of God in your heart from a young age, and the foundations that we got from the church. You know, one can never downplay the importance of depositing the word of God in your heart from a young age, because it is the very word that carried me through those tough times. So basically, I'll just paraphrase it quickly. I lost my hair in 2016 because of stress. And as I've said, I've never struggled with hair problems in my life, but I found myself in a very difficult time in my life where it felt like, you know, with everything that I was going through, that God had forgotten about me. And at some point, I even felt like a walking mistake. I felt like a walking failure. I felt like I'd reached rock bottom. And the enemy then would obviously come and speak, you know, to my mind and convince me that I'll never amount to anything. And I would get suggestions in my mind and these negative voices that would suggest that, you know what, maybe end it.
Sure. Hey, this load shedding is really robbing us of such
a powerful
testimony, I tell you. We need to, you know what, we need to bring Zoe back. We definitely need to bring Zoe back. Zoe, can you hear us, ma'am?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, unfortunately, this load shedding is really shedding us. And, you know, I feel very, very bad because I don't want our listeners to miss out on this such a powerful, powerful testimony that you have and powerful journey, which at the end really, because it's still the month of alopecia, right? Awareness month. So we can still do this next Wednesday. Hopefully
of
by
course,
then,
yes.
Yeah, because hopefully by then the load shedding will be a thing of the past, or we can make mm-hmm. other arrangements, because really, Lindy, I really want our listeners to hear this. It's very, mm-hmm. very important for them to hear, mm-hmm. and I feel like Eskom is robbing us of such a powerful. But anyway, mm-hmm. we will survive.
Yeah.
We will survive. We'll but I like, Lindy, I like the fact that, you know what, the verses or the scriptures that Zoe sure. is throwing mm-hmm. right now, I'm in Bible school, I'm doing my third year, I'm like, hey, where did I miss this?
This verse,
especially the one that you just, quoted now, Psalms, you know, Psalms 119, verse 92, I tell you, I was on my way there, that if your instructions hadn't sustained me with joy, I would have died in misery. That's the NLT. Mm. I tell you, mm-hmm. that's the only mm-hmm. way, saints, we can survive. That's why on this show, Zoe, we say there's a solution to everything that you're going through, and it's found in the Word of God. And
that's
Zoe,
right.
one of the days, found it. And you might be wondering, listening to us, why are we so excited? It's because we had an opportunity of hearing Zoe's story before the show. So we know what the Lord has done in her life and is still doing in her life. And we want you to be part of that. We want you to share on that so that, you know, whatever that you're going through, you know, to some who are not losing hair, Zoe, you would agree with me, they'll probably say, that's a minor thing, losing hair. I mean, it's a big mm-hmm. thing. It's a big thing because if it's the glory of women, and then here mm-hmm. you are losing your hair, you know, with, mm-hmm. I mean, we saw somebody slapping someone on national television, not even
exactly.
national, international stage. Then you can mm-hmm. tell that this thing is a serious phenomena. Mm-hmm. And when we have mm-hmm. people that have found solutions, Lindy, we're like mm-hmm. Zoe, we need to tap into that instead mm-hmm. of people dying and taking the options or the suggestions that they're hearing in their head mm-hmm. to say, end it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that, you know, you too can bring your hair, you know, like Zoe, I still, you know, I can't get over the hair that I see now on Facebook, that even the hair came is part of, you know, the interview. So I think for now, Zoe, we just have to let you go, unfortunately, because of the connection.
Yeah, the connection,
but
man.
definitely, you are coming back next week. That one is booked, guaranteed, sealed. So we need to check the load shedding schedule and be in a place mm-hmm. where there's no load shedding next week, because we need to hear the story.
Yeah.
Zoe, may God bless you. May God keep you and cause you to keep shining, my dear. Keep shining.
Thank you. Thank
keep
you,
shining
my
and keep, and keep bringing hope to those women out there.
And men. You can see her post. She does.
I've seen people are getting sorted. Yeah. Amen. Stay blessed, mom.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Next week, definitely.
Yes.
Okay. Bye.
Hi.
Malins.
Yeah. Hey. Like, for me, you know, listening to Zoe's story, it's, as I said earlier on, because sometimes we're thinking that we can only believe God for big things,
mm-hmm.
you know, big things. But God is mindful of the daily things that we are going through.
Sure.
I mean, losing your hair and God giving Zoe, you know, a solution, you know, to, you know. So I'm even lost for words because I'm just trying to find words to express, I mean, the goodness of the Lord upon our lives.
Let me do this. Let me afford you an opportunity, because I'm this good co-host, you know. Let me give you an opportunity to catch your breath, because I can see how excited you are with the hair and the solution, and that the hairline is coming back in Jesus' name. Here's Bisola saying, heaven feels like.
You're listening to Father's Love on Radio Cape Pulpit, 729 AM.
Yebo, kunjalo. Father's Love show on this beautiful afternoon. We had an awesome session with Zoe. It's just that Load shedding is just messing us
shedding
up.
Us.
It's messing us up. So we couldn't, you know, the connection was not that good. But we're going to bring her next week, Wednesday. We're going to continue with this topic because this it's a serious, serious, serious topic. But for me, it's the trust in the Lord. And for the fact that she does mention that it's the word of God that kept her through.
Mm-hmm.
That see, you know, that saw her through whatever that she was going through. For me, that settles it. I mean, come on, we're saying as a show that there's a solution for everything that we may be going through, and it's not limited only to big things, but those little daily things that we are going through. There's a solution found in the word, and God is able to come through for us in whatever that we may find ourselves in. So don't lose hope. And I trust that, and I love that she spoke about, you know, hoping in God. So don't lose hope. This afternoon, for me, my final word will be say, whatever that you're going through, don't lose hope. There is a solution. The Lord will come to your rescue. That one I'm sure about. He always does. I've seen him coming through in my life, and he will continue to come through in my life. And I know that he will do that for you as well. So don't lose hope. Trust in the Lord. And the Lord will see you through. You just need to hold on to the promises of the Lord.
Hold on to the promises of the Lord. You touched on something very, very powerful. And you just triggered something in me right about now. You know, when you're talking about the fact that it's in those small things. You know, we like the spectacular. Prophet Gray will say the super galactic, intergalactic, whatever. We like the spectacular. We like the big hoo-has, the big things, drama and all of those things. And we want to trust God for big things. Gandhi, we can trust God even for the things that you consider small. But they are not small people were considering to commit suicide just because of that. Like I said, somebody slapped someone on international stage and lost all credibility because of, you know, something as to you insignificant as her, and whereas there's a solution out there. You know, I'm reminded of the verse in First Kings chapter number 19 verses 11 to 13, you know, where the Lord spoke to Elijah and said, go out and stand before me on the mountain, the Lord told him. And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by, and a mighty wind storm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. You know. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper. You know. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And the voice said, what are you doing here, Elijah? The story goes on. So God was in the still small voice. God was in the little things that look so insignificant. We like the drama, we like the spectacular. Where else God is in the still small voice. Also interesting that God sent Moses to deliver his people with four words. Let my people go. Four words. But guess what? There were miracles. There was drama. You know, snakes eating other snakes. And there were frogs. And there were locusts. There was a red blood, water. You know, all sorts of things that you could think of. But still Israel remained bound. But what delivered Israel was the word of God. Let my people go.
Yeah,
it's the word. It's so the saints word. All that we give you here on the show is the word. All that we believe in is the word.
The
answer to all that you're going through is found in the word. It's not found in you running after miracle conference. As a matter of fact, let me tell you, the Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. Miracles are for unbelievers, by the way. They were performed so that those who don't believe can believe. But you that are believers, no, miracles, they follow you. Signs, they follow you because you live in the word. When you live in the word, guess what? When you have an intimate relationship with the word, conception takes place, and automatically the child comes, the solutions come, the breakthrough come, the healing come. So you don't need all this drama. But join us next Wednesday, same time, same place. Where you're going to hear how Zoe find solution in the weed. Already, she has shared a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, hey, please, when I start with the weed, I just get go.
We have to go.
A bit crazy sometimes. Yeah, I can't stop myself, so I have to stop.
Oh, yes.
Because Gilmer is coming at the top of the hour with the news, and after which we're going to have Lipstick by Gilmer again. So don't you change that dial. Just sit here with your daily companion, 7 to 9 a.m. Cape Pulpit. Some people online are seeing the red jacket there. You know, they are wondering, who's that guy? Hi, sir. How are you doing? Where is he? Oh, there he is. There he is. How are you, sir? We are good. Glad you could join us today. Your name? Tulani Sambo. Thank you so much, Tulani, for being our guest today. We really appreciate that you could join us today. May God bless you, sir.
Hallelujah. So hey, we're signing out.
We're signing out.
Same place, same time next week with our guest. We continue where we left off.
Yebo. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.